Every believer has the capacity to live as Jesus lived. Live victoriously over sin, sickness, death, poverty, and every evil works of the enemy. You can transform not just your own life, but the lives of people around you. The more you expose yourself to the words of God, the more you see it flow through you. In this message, Pastor Philip teaches on how you can respond to God's unconditional love for you, live your life in the reality of His power, and be all His Word says you can be.
Gospel said, "Big amen." All right, bring out your Bibles quickly. We're going to look into God's Word briefly. 1 Kings chapter 21. I am very grateful to God that God has brought us to the end of this month. And I want your heart to be expectant. I'm going to be praying for every single person one by one today. So I won't be preaching a long sermon. I'm going to anoint every single person here this morning. And I understand that there's a full Marco Polo still on its way to church this morning. For those of us who had a little bit of stress this morning with transport, can I see your hands? You were stressed a bit with transport. I'm very sorry. I apologize. They had issues with our normal, usual bus transport this morning. Very soon, SLC will have our own bus on the road. Amen. And so all this, Baba did not come. Alaji did not say, they say something wrong with engine oil. All those kind of things will not be disturbing us anymore. When God has settled us and given us our own buses. Someone say, I'm buying one bus. Say it again, say, I'm buying one bus. Yeah, somebody says, I'm buying 50. I like that faith. Amen. You are a city without. So I've taught you this month trying to remind you of what God wants for you this year. I've taken out my time to take a break out of my usual sermon schedule to go back, to refresh your memory and steer your heart again on the things that God wants to do with your life this year. And in spite of how things have become in our economy, in our polity, and all the whole country as a whole, it still doesn't change what God intended for you at the beginning. The Bible says, for Jesus is the same yesterday, is the same today, and is the same forever. Policy or no policy, inflation or no inflation, change of government or no change of government, Jesus is the same, and Jesus and His word are one. So whatever Jesus says to you is the same yesterday, is the same today, and is the same forever. So God didn't change His mind about you being a city without walls this year. I told you to look out from where you are. I emphasized that. Meant that you learn to build locally, but think globally. I emphasized that God has not put a limitation around your life. And you should not allow where you are be the reason why you don't even start. I said start from where you are. But don't stay there. Jesus speaking to the disciples, He says, go, you shall be witnesses unto me. He says, starting from Jerusalem, then to Judea, then to Samaria, and then where? Where? Uttermost part, but you start from Jerusalem. There's nothing wrong with you starting from your Jerusalem. There's nothing wrong with you starting from Edo where you live, starting from Giri where you live, starting from Mararaba where you live. Start from where you are and then build locally, but think globally. Think in a way that nothing holds you back from being all that God wants you to be. I said, let your imagination be big. Start small, but dream big. Start small. Start small. Don't let the intention to start big be the reason why you're not starting at all. The Bible says, though your beginning be little, don't despise the days of little beginnings. The reason why some people have not begun is because they want to begin big. Beginning big is not in the Bible. Jesus was born a baby. The whole world today worships Jesus, but He was born a baby. Don't dream big in such a way that it hampers your starting small. Start where you are. Start with what you have. What you have is good enough to start with. I reminded you to walk through the land. That's to put the walk behind your thoughts. The The Bible says the hand of the diligent will bear rule. I reminded you to walk through the land. Don't be a lazy believer. Walk through the land. Get up. Get out. If God promised you anything, then you have to go and get it. There was nothing that God promised you that would fall on your laps like a cherry mango. There will always be something you need to do. Acts chapter 3, it says, what shall we do to be saved? You see that even though salvation was a free gift, is a free gift, there's still something that you must do to be saved. It says, believe the Lord. There's always something. The promise of God will always put an obligation on you. There is no such thing as a free thing. If he gives you free because he didn't pay for it, he gave you free, but you must go out and get it. So I've given you Zion, the king, and his land. Go and begin to possess it. I told you yesterday, last week, that there's nothing that God gave to you that is vacant. Did I say that last Sunday? That industry, if you're in fashion, let me see if your answer is in fashion. Fashion. Let me see. If you're in fashion, that industry has giants in it. But yet God has promised you that industry. So there are people that you must topple. Some of them are the children of Philistines. The kind of design they design, you know, they design this thing from hell. This design came from the pit of hell. You see some clothes, you know, this cloth was designed from the pit of hell. You see that? And they are giants and they are big names. But God has given you that industry. So if you are in the movie industry, let me see if you are in the movie industry, let me see your entertainment, arts and entertainment, let me see your hands. Arts, entertainment. That place has giants in it. Big giants. And right now, they are subtly, they are becoming bolder now because I heard that there was this, this reality show that they do every time they want to distract us. That there were two guys were kissing on the show. I saw a picture on Facebook. Is it true? It's not true. It's not like that. If you're in arts and entertainment, yet the Lord has given you that land, but there are giants in it. You must see yourself as a kingdom person. You are a person with a mandate. All right? So I've reminded you all that. Please, I want to beg you in the name of God, go back and listen to those sermons. The reason why you are weak is because you don't listen and listen over and over again. You don't get strong. You eat to be strengthened. Once is not enough. Once is not enough. Go back. They are free. They are on YouTube. They are on Mixler. They are everywhere. I believe they are on our Google Drive. Listen to them over and over again. Let your heart be refreshed. Let your heart be strengthened. Then you face the rest of the year with that power. Today I'm going to be praying for you, and I'm going to be praying for speed for you. Someone say, I received speed this morning. If you are here and then you have lost time, maybe in your heart you thought that you did not maximize the first half of this year, and you need God to compress time for you because there's still so much, like I said last week, that we are in July. There remaineth what? Much land. Someone say much land. That's what I said last week. There remained much land to be possessed. Right now, there still remained much land to be possessed. Much land to be possessed. There's still so much. No matter how big what you think you have achieved, this is still small compared to what God can do through you this year. So 1 Kings chapter 21, we're going to be reading the entire chapter. So pick out your Bibles quickly. 1 Kings chapter 21. I'm reading from, Dumo, do you have an NLT? You have an NLT? Okay. So 1 Kings 21, look at verse 1. Let's read this together. 1 Kings, okay, I think I didn't get that. 1 Kings, or is it 2 Kings? Okay, I missed it. I had it on my phone. 2 Kings, I beg your pardon. 2 Kings chapter 9. There's another scripture I wanted to read about Naboth and his vineyard. That's in 1 Kings. So I'll come back to 1 Kings 21. But 2 Kings chapter 9. 2 Kings chapter 9, I'm going to read from verse 1 here, then I'm going to hand over to Dumo to read on in NLT. But I'm reading King James from verse 1 and verse 2. The Bible says, and Elisha the prophet called one of the children of the prophets. Someone say one of the children of the prophets. And said unto him, gird up your loins and take this box of oil in your hands and go to Ramoth Gilead. Verse 2, and when thou comest thither, look out there, Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi,
and go in and make him arise among his brethren and carry him to an inner chamber. Make him arise among his brethren. After today, you would arise among your brethren. Your amen is not loud. I have prayed before I came here this morning. I'm praying for you in my heart. When your brethren are sitting down, you will arise. You'll be a city set upon a hill that cannot be hidden. In the name of Jesus. When people are showing face, you will not hide your face. You did not say amen. It says make him arise. Make him arise. My job this morning is to make you arise. He said, arise and shine, for your light will come. What did he say? Your light has come. Only God knows how long your light has come. But until you arise, there will be no effect on that light. Arise and shine, he says, for your light has come. Read on, do more. What does it say next?
Three.
Yeah, verse three.
And pour the oil over his head.
Yes.
Say to him.
Yes.
This is what the Lord says.
Yes.
I anoint you to be the king over Israel.
Yes.
Then open the door and run for your life.
Run for your life. Yes.
So the young prophet did as he was told.
Yes.
And went to Ramoth Gilead.
Yes.
When he arrived there.
Yes.
He found Jehu.
Yes.
Sitting around with the other army officers.
Yes.
I have a message for you, commander.
Yes.
He said.
Yes.
For which one of us?
Yes.
Jehu asked.
Hmm?
For you, commander.
Yes.
He replied. So Jehu left the others and went into the house.
Yes.
Then the young prophet poured the oil over Jehu's head and
yes.
said. This is what the God of Israel says.
Mm-hmm.
I anoint you king over the Lord's people,
mm-hmm.
Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You are to destroy the family of Ahab,
mm-hmm.
your master.
Mm-hmm.
In this way,
mm-hmm.
I will avenge the murder of my prophets and all the Lord's servants who were killed by Jezebel.
Yes.
The entire family of Ahab must be wiped out.
Yes.
I will destroy every one of his male descendants,
yes.
slave and free alike,
yes.
anywhere in Israel.
Yes.
I will destroy the family of Ahab as I have destroyed the families of Jeroboam, son of Nabat, and
yes.
Baasha, son of Ahijah.
Yes.
Dogs will eat Ahab's wife Jezebel.
Yes.
And the plot of land in Jezreel,
yes.
and no one will bury her.
Yes.
And the young prophet opened the door and ran. Jehu went back to his fellow officers, and one of them asked him, what did that madman want? Is everything all right? You know how a man like that babbles on? Jehu replied,
yes.
You're hiding something, they said.
Yes.
Tell us.
Yes.
So Jehu told them,
yeah.
he said to me, this is what the Lord says.
Yes.
I have anointed you to be king over Israel.
Yes.
Then they quickly spread out their cloaks on the bear's
neck yes.
and blew the ram's horn shouting,
yes.
Jehu is king. So Jehu, son of Jehoshaphat, son
yes.
of Nimshi, led a conspiracy against King Joram.
Yes.
Now Joram had been with the army at Ramoth Gilead, fighting, defending Israel against the forces of King Hazael of Aram.
Yes.
But King Joram was wounded in the fighting and returned to Jezreel to recover from his wounds.
Yes.
So Jehu told the men with him, if you want me to be king, don't let anyone leave town and go to Jezreel to report what we have done. Then Jehu got into a chariot and rode to Jezreel to find King Joram, who
yes.
was lying there wounded.
Yes.
King Hazael of Judah was there too. For he had gone to visit him. The watchman on the tower of Jezreel saw Jehu and his company approaching.
Yes.
So he shouted to Joram,
yes.
I see a company of troops coming.
Yes.
Send out a rider to ask if they are coming in peace, King Joram ordered.
Yes.
So a horseman went out to meet Jehu and said, the king wants to know if you are coming in peace.
Yes.
Jehu replied,
yes.
What do you know about peace?
What do you know about peace?
Falling behind me.
Yes.
The watchman called out to the king, the messenger has met them, but he is not returning. So the king sent out his second horseman. He rode up to them and said, the king wants to know if you come in peace. Again, Jehu answered, what do you know about peace? Falling behind me.
Yes.
The watchman exclaimed,
yes.
the messenger has met them, but he isn't returning either. He must be Jehu, son of Nimshi.
He must be Jehu, son of Nimshi, yes.
For he is driving like a madman.
He drives like a madman.
Quick,
yes,
get my chariot ready.
Yes,
King Joram commanded.
Yes,
the King Joram of Israel and King Ahazah of Judah rode out in their chariots to meet Jehu.
Yes,
they met him at the plot of land that had belonged to Naboth of Jezreel.
Yes,
King Joram demanded,
yes,
do you come in peace, Jehu?
Yes,
Jehu replied,
yes,
how can there be peace as long as the idolatry and witchcraft of your mother Jezebel,
yes,
are all around us?
All around us.
Then King Joram turned the horses around,
yes,
and fled shouting to King Ahazah,
yes,
treason Ahazah,
yes,
but Jehu drew his bow and
yes.
shot Joram between the shoulders.
Yes.
The arrow pierced his heart and
yes.
sank down dead in his chariot.
Sank dead at once. Killed Jehoram that day. What does it say next?
Jehu said to Bidkar,
yes.
his officer,
yes.
throw him into the plot of land that
yes.
belonged to Naboth of Jezreel.
Yes.
Do you remember when you and I were riding along behind
him? So he began to remind him of the word of God. That do you remember when we were riding together and God spoke about this situation? that this guy's son will not be buried. Can you understand next?
The Lord pronounced this message against him.
Yes.
I solemnly swear
yes.
that I will repay him here on this plot of land.
Yes.
Says the Lord, for the mother of Naboth and his sons that I saw
yes.
today. So throw him out on Naboth's property.
Yes.
Just as the Lord said.
Yes.
When King Ahazah of Judah saw what was happening.
Yes.
He fled along the road to Beth Hagan.
Yes.
Jehu rode after him.
Yes.
Shout him.
Yes.
Shoot him too.
Shoot
so
him
he
too. Yes.
Ahazah
yes.
In his chariot at the ascent of God.
Yes. Yes.
He was able to go as far as Megiddo.
Yes.
But he died there.
So he killed Jehoram the same day, killed Ahaziah same day. Go on, what's the next?
But he died there.
Yes.
The servants took him by chariots to Jerusalem.
Yes.
Where they buried him with his ancestors in the city of David.
Yes.
Ahaziah had become king over Judah in the 11th year in the reign of Joram the son of Ahab.
Yes.
When Jezebel, the queen mother,
yes.
heard that Jehu had come to Jezreel,
yes.
she painted her eyelids
mm-hmm.
and fixed her hair
mm-hmm.
and sat at a window.
Yes.
When Jehu entered the gate of the palace, she shouted at him, "Have you come in peace, you murderer? You are just like Zimri who murdered his master."
Yes.
Jehu looked up and saw at the window.
Yes.
And shouted,
mm?
"Who is on my side?"
Mm?
And two or three eunuchs looked out at him. "Throw her down," Jehu yelled. So they threw her out of the window, and her blood splattered against the wall
mm-hmm.
and on the horses.
Mm-hmm.
And Jehu trampled her body under his horses' hooves.
Yes.
Then Jehu went into the palace and ate and drank.
So on one day, follow me closely. Anointing came upon Jehu on one day. On that day, on one day, same day, he killed Jehoram. Same day, he killed Ahaziah. Same day, he killed Jezebel. Same day. Somebody is living here with the anointing for the same day. I want your heart to be steered. When you live here today, what has been difficult for you for years, what you have tried for this entire year and have not been able to achieve, God will give it to you cheaply in the name of Jesus. Elijah had done all he could over Jerusalem. You know the story of Elijah, a man who had the burden for God. The Bible says he prayed that there will be no rain. It's not because he wanted to show power. It was because Jezebel and Ahab had given the entire nation to the worship of Baal. And so people were thinking that it was Baal that was blessing them. Everybody was worshiping Baal. Those that could have spoken, a Jezebel had silenced them. And the ones that remained, he bribed them to be singing Ahab's praise. It was in the midst of that corruption that Elijah arose, a man from Tishbite, and spoke and caused the fire of God to rain down on Mount Carmel. Follow me closely. But Elijah soon became exhausted. Elijah soon became tired. When Jezebel, can you imagine that? Power. Jezebel was one woman. She said, "May the Lord do to me, may the gods do to me, if I don't make your head," he was telling Elijah, "if I don't make your head like one of these prophets that you killed." Elijah slaughtered 900 prophets of Baal. 900. Is it easy to kill 900 people? Why couldn't they run? He said, "Line up here now." One man slaughtering 900 prophets. The same fire that came down from heaven held them bound. And after doing that kind of thing, one woman said, "I will slaughter you." Somebody say one woman. Say fear women. One woman. One woman spoke to a man that called fire from heaven. One woman spoke to a man that slaughtered 900 prophets of Baal and Ashkelon. Said, "I will cut off your head." And he was on his heels. He was so worn out, he begged God to kill him. And God says, "You can't die now. This work is not done. This is an unfinished assignment." The power of God and the move of God is not just for a generation. It's a continuum. Are you following my point? Everyone has a part to play in it. God says, "I'm not done." He said, "You will go back and go and anoint Azel." You remember that story? Azel as king over Syria, Jehu as king over Israel,
And Elisha, as prophet in your stead, he gave him that instruction. Elijah now went back and started a crash program. It was after God spoke to Elijah that he started the school of the sons of prophets. You see, he didn't have any sons of prophets before. He now started to struggle. You see, a man that was already about to go because it was an unfinished assignment. God gave every single person a part to play. Very elaborate plan. God says, anoint this person for this, anoint that person for that. You see, you have a place in the plan of God. As you are here now, you are looking at me. There's a place in the plan of God that has your name attached to it. Why has God been coping with you? With all the wrong decisions you have been making, all the struggling he has been struggling with you. Every day you are repeating the same thing. We are back on the same thing. We are back here again. God has been, you know, he trying. And why is he doing all that? Because he has already put your name on his plan. He has mentioned your name, that you have a part to play in this thing. Everybody here has a part to play in the move of God. There's a portion of God for you. There's a portion of God in this plan for you. So Elijah, having done that, began to train prophets. Because the word and the power of God is not for show. Do you know that it was after that time that the fire of God came down on Mount Carmel that Ahab still went and killed Naboth? You would have wondered. Someone that saw fire fall down should have been holy all his life. But spectacular things don't change people. You see, there are people, some of you are also here. There are things that happen in your life that you vow that God, if you can just deliver me out of this problem, even you go fear the way I'm going to serve you. I don't even know what I'm talking about. And somehow, you can't even explain it. God came through and delivered you from that problem. But what did you do again? Some of you, it's because you missed your period. You began to pray. Oh God, help me. Help me, Lord. Let me just see this thing again. If I see it this time. And you began to pray. And what did the Lord do it? The Lord did it for you. But what did you do again? After seeing that kind of anointing, still went and killed Naboth. Those are spectacular occurrences without sustainable results. That was not what God wanted. God wanted his move over Israel to be something that was permanent. Something that touches the life of the people and changes it entirely. That was God's plan. So God says to raise Elisha, raise Azazel, and raise Jehu. So Elijah, at least in the midst of all that he could not do, he was able to raise an Elisha. But then Elisha left without anointing Jehu or anointing Azazel. In the midst of all that, Elisha ordained, spoke to Azazel. Azazel became the king of Syria. So you see now, Elisha was already operating in his own calling as a prophet. Azazel was already operating in his own calling as the king of Syria. It now remained Jehu. Jehu. I love Jehu. Because Jehu is like most of us here. We didn't know that there was a call of God on his life. People here, you don't even know that there's an anointing, there's an assignment on your life. It is you I'm talking about. It is you. It is you I'm talking about. He didn't even know. He was like a common captain. He sat down in the midst of soldiers. That was where they met him. Sitting down with soldiers. Sitting down around them. When there's a mandate of God, pending mandate, pending assignment on his life, Jehu was sitting down amongst corners. Apologies to all the military men in our midst, but we know what military men do when they sit together. We know how they scorn things. You know, I've had to meet some military men, not all of them, but I know how military men think, most of them. Imagine a military man or military officer sitting down in their, what do you call that place? They used to sit down in their officer's mess, for instance, and they are there. What could they be doing? Maybe playing chess. Maybe playing draft. Maybe talking about girls. And so there was a Jew sitting down talking about girls.
when there's a mandate on his life. There was a jail sitting there idling away with scorners. Look at how they spoke. When that prophet came, he said, "What do you want? What does he want here? What does he want here?" He said, "I want to say, no, say it here. We are all here. No, we are everybody's here. Say whatever you want to say." He said, "No, sir, it's you. You. I came with a special assignment for you." And he called him away from that circle. You see, because your circle will determine your circle. What encircles you will determine how far you can go in life. I am so keen with the people that sit around me. The people that sit around you and sit with you have a long impact and a strong impact on how far you can go. If you sit with small thinkers, you will end up a small thinker. If people around you are only talking about bread and raiment, if all you discuss is about the new designers in town, it will affect the limitation on your mind. The Bible spoke in Psalms chapter 1, "Blessed is he that does not do what? Walk." That's what it says. "Does not sit." Does not stand in the seat, stand of the sinners, give to me. Psalm 1 verse 1. Help me. Psalm 1 verse 1. Does not what? Walk in the counsel of the ungodly, and does not do what? Stand in the way of what? And it does not do what? So you see, it starts from walking. They met that guy walking. It didn't take long before he stood. Someone that was walking, making progress before. What happened next? Stood. No more progress. What happened finally? Sat down. He was walking. He stood. Because corners will keep you on the same floor. Keep you on the same spot. The people that you walk with. Walk with people who are big thinkers. Walk. The devil cannot get anything to you if he has not gotten anything through you. You see, he has to put people around you to do anything to you. I've said it over and over and over and over again. If Satan cannot get somebody around you to do something, he cannot get it to you. He needs somebody around you. He always does. He always needs someone who has opened to him to now open you to that. Everyone who's addicted to crack today got influenced by someone who already was into it. Everybody, if anybody, I said with no sense, everybody, won't, I don't know where they say crack. I will need someone to show me the way. If you put crack on the ground, I can't even recognize it. Someone has to let me know. "For ye have not passed this way before." I don't know. Somebody has to introduce me to porn. Somebody has to introduce me to everything. Anything that you got addicted or got into now, someone showed it to you. So the circle, some of us are struggling now. You need to cut off from that circle. Sometimes it's not negative things in the sense of negative things. It could be small things. All your friends, everything they want to do in their life, when they have reached the peak of their life, is that they want to sell Okrika clothes. That's the peak. That's the peak of their dreams. You see, I don't care if you start selling Okrika clothes. Don't stay there. There's nothing wrong with starting a walk in your life, selling Okrika clothes. But if the peak of your dream, when you have reached the peak of your mountain, the highest of your achievements, is that you are selling Okrika clothes. That's a problem. If the friends around you don't think big, don't think how to take the world, how to go global, they want to die in your small village. The people who stayed back when we left home, and I left my church in Lagos, people stayed back there, and comfortable there, love it there, want it there, everything there, they want it there, so they stayed back there. And I was thinking about the world. So I love to be around people who think about the world. Even in finance, people will think about the world. You see what I'm talking about? My own budget. I was in a meeting one day with Pastor Kingsley. I was there with Pastor Kingsley, and Pastor Sunday Ogidibo was there. And then Dunsin came in into that meeting. So four of us were in that meeting. My wife was there with me. And then we're talking. And so they were talking about their budget. And my wife and I were already talking, we were coming about how our budget was getting bigger and bigger, and it was taking a lot of faith, you know, to be able to do things that we're doing in SLC these days. And, you know, we're talking about, so when we got there, and even at all that, we're running into millions, but definitely not as close as to what people were, other people were running into. So when we got into that meeting, while we're still thinking about, okay, what do we do? Pastor Sunday Ogidibo came and started talking about how he was spending about, 1 or 2 million naira on diesel alone every month. And that sometimes their budget goes over 10 million naira in a month. I was pinching my wife. So we were not even close to that yet. And so these guys were spending over 10 million naira in a month.
You know, Pastor Chris didn't even talk. Pastor Chris was just laughing. Because he must not tell us his own. You see, so while we're talking, Ducey came in and then they started talking. And he was talking about the program they wanted to do in Lagos, in London, and the program was going to cost about 350 million naira. So you see, me and my wife left that place changed. You see, we didn't say anything, we just changed. Our minds just changed. Why? Circle. I told Pastor Kingsley when he asked me how much we're paying for this place. I mean, I was paying it under my breath. I wanted to die. This money will not kill us. So I was in the airport with him. He said, so how much do you guys pay for that place? And I told him, he said, don't tell anybody. It's so cheap. He said, don't let anybody know. You people pay that low, that small. I said, you know, I just felt like I was, you know, carrying this heavy. He says, don't tell anybody. That's cheap, man. Stay there. Enjoy. Say, circle. Circle. But if I go to my friend, I say, hey, that place will kill us, oh, that place will die, oh. And I've been thinking of how to leave this place. So your circle will put a limit on your mind. So Jehu was there. One of the things you must do as you go into this year is that you must think of the circle you must change. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. I am deliberate with the friends that I choose. I mean, I was talking to P-Dance and they just bought their land. They just bought their land in Lagos. And I was telling my wife they want to build 5 floors, 6 floors. It's that kind of thing on here. People who are small and doing mighty things for God. People will just sit down and complain and grumble and talk about this are bad and this are war and this are okay. In this country, there are people who are making cool, legit money. But I think I was telling me that someone told him that she needed a flat. She needed a flat in town that she doesn't live in Abuja. She just needs a flat where she can pay 10 million naira every month. And when she comes in and she's going to be around for 10 days, you know, she just won't be around 10 days within the month. She wants a place where she can go, you know, something around 10 million every month so that she can know that she's paid for that. You know, anytime she comes in town, she just spends about 10 days in the city and she just wants to stay in that place. You know, she helped me look for a place like that. Someone say circle. Say circle. Change your circle. Change your circle. Right here, right in this country. Are you following my point? So when you are grumbling and groaning and there are people who are living the reality of being a city without walls. Both spiritually, physically, every way. Every way. So Jehu was there. He was there, sitting down in the circle. And the word of God came to him. And the man of God says, it is you I am talking about. You, not anyone else. He says, is it me? He says, you tell him, neighbor, it is you. It is you that God is talking about this morning. That I have an assignment for you. All the while, Jehu was here, locked in, doing nothing with his life. Doing nothing with what God wants him to do. Sitting down amongst corners. But God came with a mandate and said, it is you. Separated him from there and relayed his mandate and says, you are to kill here. Kill this, kill that. Destroy. It came, the calling and the anointing came with a mandate. The anointing that will come on you today is not for show, it's with a mandate. You will go back and do in one day what you could not do through the beginning of this year in the name of Jesus. Jehu, he says, anointed him, go out, do this, do that, do this, do that, and Jehu came out from that place and couldn't go back to what they were doing before. You see that? When you leave this church today, you cannot go back to what you were doing before. Are you following my point? They were playing, jesting. What were they doing? Jezebel was on the throne. A man that was anointed to topple Jezebel. You see what Elisha could not do? Jehu was anointed to do it. The expression of our anointings are different. I don't know how to explain this. Elijah was so powerful, could not kill Jezebel. Elisha was powerful, anointed double of Elijah's anointing, could not kill Jezebel. And the person that Elisha sent as the son of the prophet, his own son from his spiritual bowels, was the one that anointed Jehu and did what Elisha and Elijah could not do.
It was not the intensity of the anointing, it's the expression of the anointing. You see, the intensity of the anointing of my own life could heal the sick, could raise the dead, but may not be able to heal the schools. And someone is here that God wants to send to the schools to heal the schools. Someone is here who the anointing of God will come on your life today, and you will go back to that fashion industry, go back to that entertainment, go back everywhere God wants you and do something for God I couldn't have done in the highest intensity of my anointing. Jehu came out and couldn't wait anymore. Couldn't go back to draft. Couldn't return to the useless things they were doing. So if you leave this church this morning, you cannot go back to that useless thing you were doing. But they climbed on the horse and began to run. They ran. Jehu was running. NLT said he ran like a madman. Like a madman. That's the zeal of a latecomer. Is there any latecomer in church this morning? Have you been a latecomer before? You guys went to posh schools. We went to public schools. You see, if you're a latecomer, they are going to beat Shege. If you're a latecomer, they'll be singing for you. Latecomer, how are you? Latecomer, how are you? Latecomer, how are you? Sometimes when we're going to school, go to the grammar school in those days. On the way to school, some people are selling pop-off, selling buns, selling fry yam, selling akara, selling all those stuffs. If you have time, you can stop and be pricing pop-off, and be pricing akara, and be pricing all kind of useless things. Why? You have time. If when you come down from the car and you heard the bell jingling, you are lit. You are lit. Let them bring the juiciest pop-off out. Let them bring the juiciest akara out. You see, you don't care. All this distraction that is easily distracting is because you have not come to the knowledge and the awareness that you are already a latecomer. You see, when you are a latecomer, useless things don't distract you. When you are a latecomer, useless things don't hold you down. Useless communications, useless conversations, useless things that have no bearing with what you are called to do, don't hold back or take your sight or your attention from what you are called to do. When you are a latecomer, you are fixated on one thing. I must be early, because when you come late, you'll be punished for it. All these things you are doing, all these useless things you are doing, is a sign that you are not yet aware that you are a latecomer. Yeah, let's come on. Jehu started running like a furious man. He said he ran like a madman. He was running towards destiny. You see, he has been running like that before. That was not the first time Jehu would run like that. They said it. They say he runs like Jehu because his zeal has been there. But he has used that zeal for useless things before. You have used your zeal January, February, March, April, May, June. You used the zeal for nonsense things. Now you have come to the reality of what God wants to do with you. You know that this is not what God wants. I can't be sitting down here anymore. Stand up. We can continue this rubbish. You got up from that place of laxity and you began to run. You see, Jezebel didn't come out to meet Jehu at home. Jehu went out to meet Jezebel. That's a lot on his own. Walk through the land. So he came out and began to run. And began to run. Like someone leave you and began to run from today. You will run back. What are the things you have missed out on? What are the things you have missed out on? What has destiny left you on? Look at you. Look at you. You are Jehu. You are Jehu, a man with an assignment. A man with a calling I did not know. But now you are aware that there's a mandate on your life for this year. If God shows you what God wants to do with your life, Bible says when we get to heaven, they wipe the tears off our eyes. Listen, they wipe the tears off our eyes. Bible says there's no sorrow in heaven. There's no sorrow in heaven. But why are they wiping tears off our eyes when we get to heaven? Because when you get to heaven, they will show you what they planned for you. You see that? They will show you your plan. Say, so we intended that when you were 14, you should have done this when you were 16. You should have done this when you were 21. You could have been this when you were 30. You have built your own mansion. You have done this. They will show you. And they begin to wipe the tears off your eyes. Because you could have been bigger than you are. You could have been better. You could have been stronger than you are. Life is not waiting. Jehu! Jehu, arise and run! Time is going! Yeah! Ooh, I've preached this sermon before. Arise! My Jehu is in the house this morning. When the anointing came upon Jehu, Jehu did not go back to useless conversations. Jehu did not leave the church and go back to the things he used to do before God's oil came on his life. Jehu went and began to pursue what God. So on one day, what Elijah couldn't do for 10 years, what Elisha that came after Jehu, Elijah, couldn't do with double portion of the anointing of Elijah couldn't do. Jehu, anointed for the government. Jehu, anointed for the media. Jehu, anointed for kingship. Jehu came out in one day. In one day, they call it supernatural speed. That God restored back to you all the years that the canker worm and the palmer worm, all the years that look like you have wasted. He does it for you in one day. One day, you complete everything, fear, like Jehu. But you have to run with passion. That's what the service is about this morning. Someone say, I receive supernatural speed. Can you pray in tongues, one man? Mate. Hebara sufera cheta. Kerababataya. I receive supernatural speed. I receive supernatural speed. This morning, I go back. I go back. I do all I'm called to do. Ikabarataska. Erabataya. Hey, my business blossoms like it should. Efulukubilia. I cover cities. I cover territories. I cover zones that I should cover. In the name of Jesus. You see, I'm not talking to people this morning who don't have a passion for anything. I'm not talking to people today who don't have a calling. I'm talking to people who God has told something. God has told you something. God has a call on your life. I'm talking to people. Ile pa sepra ko shakte palita. Englam brando ko silebataya. I'm talking to people with a call on their life. A call to kingship. A call to enthronement. A call to government. People who the enemy may have kept you in a docile state, kept you in a state that you didn't even know that time was going. You are unaware. You are oblivious. You are ignorant, completely ignorant of what God has called your life to do. But he has told you today, you are a city without walls. I'm going to take you beyond the territories. I'm going to take you beyond the walls, beyond the place, beyond the limitations. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray like they would have prayed. Marate kapa satala bahaya. Pray. Your business expands beyond the walls. By now you should be supplying to Dubai. You should be supplying to Croatia. Supplying to England. You should be supplying to everywhere. Russia. Ukraine. You should be supplying. You are in real estate. Right now you should have houses. Have houses in Dubai, in London. Have houses in South Africa. Your real estate company should be selling houses all over the nation. Pray like Jehu. Kings are calling for me. Kings are calling for me. Jehu went for the kings. Jehu did not go for peasants. Jehu did not go for low men. He went for kings. Ah! Shalakata lakata labataya. Pray. No more procrastination. No more procrastination. Be free from that devil of procrastination. Be free. Pray. You are more than this. Shaka bakos ketaya. Crush. Bakos ketaya. Yes. Jehu. Yes. Jehu. Yes. Shabbat. burden. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Get me oil. I'm more than this. Where's the saucer? I'm more than this. I'm more than this. The gates of the city. The doors of nations. The doors of nations are opening for you. Run, Jehu. Run. Run, Jehu. Run. Run, Jehu. Run, Jehu. Heaven, rise on your feet. Carry me down. Carry me down. That song. Stay on that song. I'm going to put my hands on you only once. What you get will be dependent on the hunger in your heart. What you get will be dependent on the hunger in your heart. I have prayed before I came here, and the gates of heaven are open. Everything that has held you back, held you down, is broken loose in this service. In the name of Jesus. Is Ayomide in the house? Is Ayomide here? Okay, they're here. Everything, every delay is broken. One thing that must be broken again is that spirit of procrastination. That thing must be broken today. Anything that you have been putting off, that you know that you should be doing, as you come forward and I lay my hands on you, bah, that spirit is broken completely. In the name of Jesus. So the choir will sing that song, you know, just underneath. How are they coming? Very fast, very fast. One. So when you come, no, that won't work. Let me come here. Which row first? Is it this row? If it's this row, they should come like this.
This is sloping, so they are going like this.
Oh, they are going like, if they come like this, they will now go back, it will be too clumsy. That place is better to come down than climb up here. Coming down there is easier. So let Yemi come first. From that place, Yemi will come like that. So they will come like that and go this way. Come like that and go this way. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to lay my hands on you only once. I don't have too much time. Carry me, Lord.
Carry me low.
Make it low. Just on the net.
Oh, carry me, Lord God.
Supernatural speed released. 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 Kabarabakashaya released. Supernatural speed released. In the name of Jesus, released. The gates of the cities are open to you. In the name of Jesus. Supernatural speed released. Supernatural speed released. In the name of Jesus. Supernatural speed released. Supernatural speed released. Hepa prasketa la barataya. Embam bam bam bratele gada bataya. Hera bashka baba bala batala. Bahala batala. Bahala bahala. Bahala bahala. Bahala bahala. Embrosketa leba released. Supernatural speed released. Hepara sotele kebrederi ataya. Embam bam 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 released. Supernatural speed released. Supernatural speed released. Supernatural speed release. Supernatural speed release. Supernatural speed release. In the name of Jesus, release. Akobara da Bashaya, release. Supernatural speed release. In the name of Jesus, release. Mabo Sote, Ekta, Mamba, 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 Mambra, Kate Kaya. Jehu, arise. Jehu, arise. Jehu, run. Jehu, arise. Jehu, run. Mamba Shaya, arise. Ikabala Bataya. Supernatural speed release. Speed, release. Release. In the name of Jesus. Merate Shara. Eko Supratela Bataya. Release. In the name of Jesus. 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 Release now. Supernatural speed release now. Supernatural speed release now. Supernatural speed release now. In the name of Jesus. You are never the same again. Never the same again. Do what you couldn't do before. Go and do what you couldn't do before. Go and do what you couldn't do before. It is gone. It is gone. It is gone. It is gone.
Thank you for listening to this message. Meditate on these words and watch how it will transform your life. For inquiries, please call 0909-672-9827 or 0807-548-5997. You can reach us on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram at SLChurchNG. You can reach us on our Facebook. That's Supernatural Life Church.